Friday, it seems, has slipped in down the back once more, and time for one of our Culture File guests to tell us about some of the things that make them go bravo. This time, drummer and composer Brian O'Connell shares with us his Culture File likes.
I'm Brian O'Connell, and I'm a drummer and various other slightly more dilettante things. I'm working at the moment on a music for a new Liz Roach show that will be on in February the 7th and the 8th in the Mac. The last thing we watched at home, I absolutely loved, and it was The Bletchley Circle. It was about some women who, following the war, found themselves with very little to do and very boring humdrum lives and nobody to talk to about their exploits in the war. And they begin to meet up to solve crime. And it's really, really entertaining. And the second series, they're reaching a bit. They've actually gone to America. So Bletchley's Circle goes to America. But it's still good. It's on Netflix.
All right, but we're going to need help.
Why? I thought there's just something I'm missing. Then you and I could just go
Susan,
in the past.
If this pattern of yours was easy to find, you'd have found it by now. Suppose you're right and this man is leaving some sort of a trail, then this is going to come down to geography and data. So, you're good with patterns, I'm all right with maps, that's a start. But there's going to be a ton of data.
So, since the birth of my son, I would be lying if I said I'd been reading a lot. But one of my all-time favourite books is Demian by Hermann Hesse, and I've been rereading that again lately. So I guess, reluctantly, that's what has to go in. I love that book. It's about the idea that there is an ideal way to live your life. And I think that's a really optimistic thing to talk about. I like art that does that. It doesn't feel educational or anything like that. It feels like it's moral, which I really like. Podcasts, right. I'm obsessed with Atletico Mince at the moment. It's Bob Mortimer from Reeves and Mortimer and a guy called Andy Dawson. And I have no interest in football. It's nominally a football podcast, but it is unbelievably funny, and it's been very cheerful listening in the last few months. As winter draws in, it gets funnier and funnier. Bob Mortimer tends to make up these stories about this time that he was in a restaurant and found himself overhearing the Spurs team, and then that turns into a recurring thing called the Gangs of the EPL, where they're all trying to outdo each other. Like they sound almost like the Secret Seven or the Famous Five or something like that. He turns them into that, makes up characters for them that bear no resemblance to the reality, I would assume.
Mark Lawrenson, Andy.
Mark Lawrenson?
Mark Lawrenson. I have had such a lucky break this week. I've found someone, I've got a contact who can give me all the gossip on Mark Lawrenson.
Oh,
so here you go.
Let's have it then. Yeah. What do you know?
I don't know if you know. I actually knew. Did you know that he's got a real passion for pest control, Mark?
I've been listening to music that we've been choosing for my son. And my partner studied ballet in Russia, and we've been listening to Nutcracker, Tchaikovsky's Nutcracker, and that has cracked open for me. And I've never really liked it before, and for some reason, I think there's a thing in it which I'm not really familiar with from other forms of music, but there's delight in it, and that's not a thing that you hear much in music that I listen to, and I'm very, very fond of it. I absolutely adore it. Honestly, the best meal I've had in ages was we're moving house at the moment and I forgot to have lunch and I ended up going to a Burger King drive-thru and had my veggie burger, chili cheese bites, fries, Diet Coke, sitting in the dark, listening to music. And I was extremely happy with my evening. yep, got to be honest. I don't use scent. I'm terribly disappointed to have to admit that. Sometimes with a small baby in the house, it's as much as I can do to actually remove my own scent in advance of starting my day. So I don't really think about other scents unless I don't.
I don't.
The likes of Brian O'Connell there. And coming up after Nuach at 7, we'll attempt some deep mapping deep in the forest at Lismore, discover what it means to launch a career in music from rural Ireland, and get under the bonnet of Beethoven's late quartets. That's all in the Culturefile Weekly this evening, just after 7, here on RTE Lyric FM.